Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, an executive editor in the Business Applications Group. I'd also like to welcome Doug Miles, who is the Director of Market Intelligence at AIM, a professional association, and also author of the report ECM at the Crossroads, which was published earlier this year. And today we have the opportunity to talk with him a bit about some of the research findings from a survey that AIM conducted of more than 500 member organizations. So Doug, now let's talk about a few of the highlights. First, can you give us a brief overview of how trends like mobile devices, cloud computing, and exploding data are changing the landscape for these companies?
Yeah, Lauren. I always use the term ECM, Enterprise Content Management. It's been around for 10 or 11 years now. And if you actually look at that in the current context of most businesses, the enterprise has grown. A lot of enterprises are run vertically oriented, so there's lots of people reporting to each other in different offices. The perimeter of the enterprise has moved out to encompass the mobile devices and the cloud and so on. Then the C, which stands for content. So content has exploded in terms of content types, so there are lots of more content types in terms of electronic files, social media files, emails, sound files, video, the whole gamut. And then management was never going to get any easier as the volume of this stuff gets so much bigger. But you know, we still have to take account of information governance. We still have laws to comply with and regulations to comply with. So in many ways, the problem has grown in three dimensions at once. The enterprise is bigger and wider. The content is more varied. And the management has to encompass all of that and keep it under control and keep us all legal.
Right. So one solution to some of these problems seems to be deploying an enterprise content management system. Although, according to your report, there's kind of mixed evidence here. It looks like more than 75% of responding organizations have more than one system installed to manage content, digital media, or records. What's the impact of having these multiple systems? Is it good? Is it bad?
It's inevitable, for sure. Most of it comes about from either acquisition, so people have merged companies together and had to merge content management systems together, imaging systems together. Some of it comes about from the fact that people already had a document management or content management system and then brought in SharePoint, and SharePoint grew to also do that role, and so there's some strategy confusion about which they should use as their prime system, but they end up with two. There are lots of content repositories sitting on the back end of a number of enterprise systems. So CRM systems will collect documents, and ERP systems will collect contracts, and account systems will collect images of invoices and so on. So it's kind of bound to happen, except that it does create all sorts of issues. So the issues really are the ones that, well, some obvious ones and some slightly less obvious. First of all, you're trying to get governance across different systems, and that means that may not be able to align your taxonomies and your metadata and that kind of thing, and that has a knock-on result that not only when you come to search do you have to search across different systems, but you also have to put in your search probably in different ways in order to catch the content you want. So that creates a problem. That's a day-to-day problem, but it's also an issue if you have to go into any sort of discovery process, a legal discovery or compliance discovery. So then you've got stuff littered across multiple systems. So A, you have to find where it is. B, you may have to extract it. C, you may have to put it on hold so that nobody deletes it. So that's tricky. Just giving people access to multiple systems is difficult. We talked about mobile on the intro, and in order to provide people with mobile access and to provide people with remote access and so on, the number of systems you have to do that for makes that task harder. Especially if you're supporting different mobile platforms. So if you've got more content in one bigger system, then you only have to provide one access route or one portal. It may be that a bit further in, that system itself talks to an ERP or a CRM or even another imaging system, but at least you're funneling both the search and the access through one point, and therefore any benefits or extension you get from mobile linkage or exposing it to partners and other people in the business or outside of the business, and possibly even to customers, then all of that benefit plays off of having it all in one system, really.
So as a corresponding question, you also noted that for, you know, about 60% of organizations, half or more of their content is actually residing outside an ECM system. And it sounds like you've alluded to some of the issues here in the question we just talked about. But what are the implications of having all this data that's residing outside of an ECM and in terms of search and e-discovery and compliance and anything else you want to talk about?
Well, yes. I mean, one of the biggest problems, well, a problem on top of all those you mentioned, search, e-discovery, all of those, is also retention. One of the issues that people obviously are beginning to take on board is that you can't go on storing information forever because your systems, your storage systems will explode. And so you have to put in place some sort of controlled retention scheme that says, okay, we can delete this stuff either against a set of corporate rules or against a set of records management rules and government regulations and so on. Now, if you have stuff residing in a system which isn't necessarily geared up for that kind of functionality, then how do you provide a retention schedule across it? So what companies are now looking to is to say, well, either can we extend the governance and control from our ECM into those systems and kind of manage in place is the term they use, or should we be migrating either constantly or regularly content out of those systems into the ECM so that we can then manage it both now and through its lifetime through to deletion. And also making sure, I mean, legal discovery is a two-edged sword. If you have it, you may want to find it, but if you don't need to keep it, you probably want to get rid of it. And so again, doing that across those multiple repositories is quite tricky and is creating risks that companies are trying to see a way around.
Right. So again, on the mobile front, according to your data, nearly 60% of companies find it satisfactory to have corporate content access from company-issued mobile devices. Is there a problem with this level of satisfaction, or what about the 22% that have no BYOD policy in place?
Yes, well, absolutely. I mean, as you say, it's people are happy to have it on corporate content on company-issued devices, but not so happy to have it on people's own devices. That's the first thing. The second thing is that if they don't have a policy in place, like step one, you know, it's not that difficult. You can write a mobile device access policy on one page, and yet it still astonishes me that 22% of people haven't done that, even if it's to say no, that you can't use it. Now, of course, the problem with saying no, you can't use your own device, is that people often will find a way. So therefore, you need to have a policy that maybe takes that on board, does a kind of, okay, meet halfway. You will need to, A, have a password in order to get into your device, which some people hate, just to answer the phone. B, you will only use corporate-approved apps on your phone, or then the company has to take a better step, which says, well, we will actually containerize the content that's available on the device, and you can only have apps that we approve that can access that separate container. So what happens more frequently, because companies don't do that, is the easy way around any sort of control is to email a document to yourself. So you then pick it up on the device, so that email is then on the device, so who's responsible for keeping it secure, who's responsible for making sure it gets deleted, what happens when you lose the device, all those things kick into place. So our sort of best practice recommendation is don't ignore it, have a policy for it day one, and then look into how you can give people the access they're asking for and they want in order to do their jobs while they're out on the move. See how you can do that. And there are plenty of products now coming through which can do that securely and pretty comprehensively. So you can access the ECM or access the SharePoint or whatever you're using. You can pull content across. You can review it. You can edit it. You can sign it off. You can compare versions. You can up issue it and then send it back to the ECM without leaving a dangerous residual on the device itself or anything that's outside the security of what you put on the device itself.
So now onto another topic. In terms of cloud, you have a data point that says, you know, about 50% of organizations say that they are unlikely to ever put content applications in the cloud. What do you think in terms of the level of skepticism that these respondents have about moving apps and information to the cloud?
Well, you're right to use the term skepticism. Obviously, people are wary. They're very wary for usually security reasons, but also IT people are wary for other reasons, political reasons, really. When we ask people what was the biggest benefit they would see from utilizing content in the cloud, number one, by quite a stretch, was reducing their IT overhead. So inevitably, if you're surveying IT people about the benefits of the cloud, turkeys don't bow for Christmas, and so they're going to say, no, I don't want that to happen. The second most important benefit, of course, is making content more accessible and allowing people better access, whether they're part of the organization or in particular, if they're outside the organization. And people nowadays talk about using hybrid clouds, which move some of your content, kind of publishing it to a cloud base, and therefore being selective of what's up there, and therefore also being able to be more open to having other participants in projects and so on access that content. In terms of why there's still so many people, it was ever thus. People want to be able to grab hold of their content and their data and say it's running on that server, on that drive. The fact that if they went to their server room now, they wouldn't be able to say that because it's all in VMware and it's all virtualized. If they're in a big corporate, it probably could be sitting anywhere on their corporate network. They're not really sure anymore. But you still get that trust element as soon as it goes outside the corporate perimeter. And that's the issue, which, we see moving slowly, attitudes are changing, people are accepting it more, they realize they're using SaaS applications every day to do their jobs, and so when they actually think about, well, where's my content on that, it's almost certainly in a cloud. What are my rights to that content? What happens if that company stops tomorrow? They take the risk. You know, it's all a balance from that point of view.
Right. So just to kind of put this all together for our listeners, the title of your report is ECM at the Crossroads, and a lot of the data seems to indicate that usage of these technologies and comfort level is still nascent and evolving. Would you say that's correct, that there's still a certain maturity level that organizations need to reach to use these technologies with comfort and certainty that they're getting what they need?
Yes, absolutely. What we've seen over the years is there was an adoption of ECM and content management by those businesses that needed it for regulation and that kind of thing, and they knew what they were doing, and they were trained on it, and they had expertise. We then got into a SharePoint explosion where people started using SharePoint and storing content on SharePoint without so much of that help and so much of that training and expertise. So, you know, crossroads number one is if we're going to take this content management stuff seriously, then we need to get better structure to our content storage. We need to understand how to do things properly in SharePoint or whatever else we're using. So that's the first point that people are at. The second point they're at is that decision of what do we do on which platform. So we might have a comprehensive OpenText or IBM platform or whatever. It can do social. It can do mobile support. It can do e-discovery. It can do elements of content analytics. Should we use it for that, use the modules for that, or should we buy best-of-breed modules and add them on? So that's another classic crossroads that we went through on ERP, I don't know, 10 years ago. And then those more recent crossroads, which are what do we do about mobile access and generic opening up the access more widely to our content so that we get multidisciplinary teams working better together? What do we do about cloud? Does it offer us something? Can we ignore it? What do we do about cloud collaboration? That's one of the biggest issues. Do we use the boxes and the Yammers and the Dropboxes? Please don't use Dropbox of this world. Or do we provide a controlled method where people can actually collaborate more readily in the cloud and on their mobile devices? So lots of different decisions. And then there's still the classic ones. What do we do about records management? Do we have a separate system? Do we have one system or multiple systems? What do we do at capture? Do we use one capture system feeding one process, or do we use proper distributed capture system, feeding multiple processes, should we use a digital mailroom? A whole bunch of strategy choices that kind of reflect the maturity in many ways. Up until now, it's been a scramble to get some sort of control. Now, people are taking more mature decisions about what to do on what platforms and which devices should access that platform and how.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for your time and for your insights. And I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us on searchcontentmanagement.com. And thanks again to Doug Miles. Thank you very much, of AIM. And we'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
No problem.